Support for WPR comes from the Wisconsin DNR. Preventing food waste and composting scraps and uneaten veggies, grains, and fruit can help the environment. More dnr.wi.gov by searching food waste.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Ricker. Today's the big day for the Affordable Care Act. People can start signing up for healthcare exchanges. In a few minutes, we'll talk to the Deputy Commissioner of Insurance for the state of Wisconsin and find out how the transition is going here in the state.
First, Wisconsin's biggest cities and counties are trying to make sure eligible Wisconsinites sign up for health coverage. Veronica talked to WPR reporter Shemaine Mills earlier today.
Shemaine, what are city and county governments doing to try to get people signed up for the Affordable Care Act on this first day of the rollout?
Well, they've got what they describe as an all-hands-on-deck effort. It's a concerted push by counties around the state to use their existing social welfare agencies to reach out to these people who may be on Badger Care and aren't anymore, or those who may have never had insurance.
And are healthcare providers joining in the effort?
In some cases, like in Madison, the health department here is reaching out and helping people understand and, in some cases, point them in the direction of the coverage that may be suitable for their healthcare needs and what they can afford.
Now, when we say reaching out, what do we mean? How are people being approached?
For instance, in Dane County, the Job Center, where a lot of people go for food stamps or for writing resumes, a number of different things. They go there and there will be four certified application counselors, people licensed by the state, who can help people on this online marketplace called an exchange figure out if they can afford a privately subsidized plan or if they should be on Medicaid.
So people at that space, any other, you know, particular target audience that authorities are concerned about?
Well, mainly in Wisconsin, it's the Medicaid population that is no longer going to be eligible because of changes tightening up eligibility. We're talking tens of thousands of people, 92,000 people who are going to lose coverage. And this is the main concern of counties like Milwaukee and Dane County, where they're afraid these people won't have coverage and they'll go to the emergency room for care. So they want to get them hooked up to what may be their only option, the subsidized federal private plans. So,
Well, and over 90,000 people were notified recently that they no longer qualify for Badger Care coverage. What about these people in this effort of reaching out and getting people educated?
Well, it's going to be tough. All the advocacy groups say we already have contact with these people through the normal channels, say when they go get food stamps or they seek job assistance. But there still is an amazing lack of awareness. A Kaiser Family Foundation granted a national poll found 74% of those who could use the marketplace don't know when sign-up is or don't know much about the marketplace and what it may or may not be able to do for them. So it's going to be a big effort. And the state has decided not to put money into advertising. They thought it would be better to go through the normal channels, the local agencies that provide social services, rather than have TV or radio commercials. So they're definitely trying to get to people. Whether this will be the most effective way, we don't know yet.
So now, given that, is there a sense of anxiety out there that a lot of people could fall through the cracks, certainly at least maybe in the beginning of this?
There is, and officials say they're not worried about getting people signed up right away. The big day they're concerned about is December 15th, because if you don't have a plan by then, you won't have insurance for January 1st. Now, the enrollment period is 6 months long. It goes through March 31st. But the advocates are concerned that those, especially on Badger Care, who are no longer going to have that assistance, if they don't get something by December 15th, they could have a gap where they won't have any insurance.
So if someone's got questions, they're listening right now, where should they go?
Our state health department, DHS has a website where you can go find out more information. The Office of the Insurance Commissioner has information. There's an 800 number, and there's also the federal healthcare government website that's called www.healthcare.gov.
Excellent. All right. Well, Chimaine, thank you so much for coming by and talking with us.
Thank you.
That was WPR reporter Chimaine Mills.
Now we'll find out how open enrollment will work in Wisconsin and answer your questions about the new healthcare law.
Do you have questions about what this means, how to do it? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or send an email, talk@WPR.org. Dan Schwartzer has been listening along. He's Deputy Insurance Commissioner for Wisconsin. Dan, thanks so much for joining us on this busy day, I imagine.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, now the Affordable Care Act marketplace sign-up is in effect. What changed to today?
So the big change, obviously, is that the exchanges, which are a federal website, were to go live today for the beginning of the time period in which people could look at insurers that operate in our state that have decided to display their rates on the federal exchange. And we have roughly about half of our market that thought that they wanted to display those rates on the exchange. The other half decided not to. And so consumers who are looking at getting individual coverage, which is a small part of our market. Roughly 200,000 people or less are in the individual market. Everyone else is in the group market or in Medicaid or Medicare. If they want to start looking at January 1 effective dates, they can go on the exchange and look at those rates that are displayed on the exchange, or they can call their agent and broker and other means that they use to shop plans for the plans that aren't going to display their rates on the exchange.
So there are insurance companies that would meet all the criteria that people could go to. They just haven't, for whatever reason, decided to join in on the exchange website.
Exactly. There's a whole process that went into for an insurer to decide whether it made sense for them to display their rates on the exchange or not. And it all had to do with, you know, from a financial perspective, where they thought they would be, where they, you know, would they get more risk if they came into the exchange or not. We know the HRSA population is going into the exchange. There's just a lot of factors, and they're all based off of the carrier's specific circumstance and no other circumstance that they make a decision to be on the exchange or not be on the exchange.
Now, we heard Chimaine talking about the deadlines. Even if people aren't all flooding to sign up today, they have a little while left. Are you concerned, as people in Dane and Milwaukee counties are, that people don't know what's out there?
I heard her talk a little bit about the, you know, how is Wisconsin going to get the word out, and we did a lot of editorial visits. The OCI and DHS and the Secretary Rhodes talked about, you know, when Medicare Part D was rolled out, and she reminded us, and it's true that, you know, the federal government spent a boatload of money on advertising for Medicare Part D. But it really was when the consumer went to their pharmacist and they said, what does all this mean? Help me out here. So the you can spend all the money you want on advertising, and, you know, we're from the government. We're here to help you and sign up. But where most people go is where they trust, and it's people that they, you know, whether it's their doctor, their hospital, particularly the Medicaid population she was referring to, most of those folks really consistently on a day-in, day-out basis deal with the income maintenance workers that they're familiar with. And the income maintenance workers have been prepped and trained to understand what they need to do to help that population enroll. There's a lot of effort that's been made from an outreach perspective by both, particularly the Department of Health Services, as well as OCI, and for that population by the Department of Health Services on this is what's happening, this is where you need to go, and we're going to help you get enrolled into one of the exchanges.
Let's strip it down to a pretty basic level. If you're an individual, you're uninsured, you want to get in on this exchange, get that individual coverage, what do you do?
Well, we recommend you do two things. The first thing you should do is go to healthcare.gov, see what the rates are that are displayed on the exchange, see if you qualify for one of the subsidies. And then even if you qualify for the subsidy, we then recommend you pick up the phone, contact one of your, you know, a local agent or broker, have them shop the other carriers that aren't displayed on the exchange, and then find out what the best plan is for you. It is possible, because even though half of our market displayed rates on the exchange, they didn't display all of their products, all of the plans that they offer. Some did, but many did not. And so you may end up finding a carrier that's displaying even more plans in the outside market that may be less expensive based on deductibles and co-insurances that aren't on the federal exchange website. And you may, even with a subsidy, find a better plan in the outside market. It is quite possible. So we just recommend you do both. Find out the best quote. We continue to recommend you talk to an agent and broker, because they can help you not only on the outside market, but they can help you on the exchange as well. And so if you're uninsured, you don't have coverage today, certainly look at the exchange, pick up the phone, call an agent and broker, have them get your proposals in the outside market, and, you know, kind of listen to their advice and see what's your best option.
We're talking to Dan Schwartzer. He's Deputy Insurance Commissioner for Wisconsin.
And what about you? Do you have questions about the Affordable Care Act and how it works, how to get yourself or your family covered? Call in and you can ask our expert. You're listening to Central Time, and our number is 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Stick around. There's more to come here on the Ideas Network. We continue our conversation now with Dan Schwartzer, Deputy Insurance Commissioner for Wisconsin, talking about the opening of the healthcare insurance exchanges starting today.
And we want to know what questions you have about how to get insured under the new act. We've got an expert in-house. You can call up now at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234, or email talk@wpr.org.
If he doesn't know the answer, he might know where to point you to find it. Dan, before we get to the phones, is there help out there? There might be people in this situation. They don't have a relationship with, say, an insurance broker. They don't know what the heck to do. Is there help out there for them? Is it just the federal call center, or is there something else?
Well, certainly there's the federal call center, the number that you just read through, and then there's also online chat help with healthcare.gov. But there are resources that both the Department of Health Services on their website, as well as our Office of Commissioner of Insurance and the website that we have, that we try to provide guidance, some help, where to go, some resources that are available. There is now navigators and certified application counselors. I think I heard you talking about that earlier. And they're also there to attempt to help. We did create a navigator and certified application counselor law so that we could license and regulate them to make sure that we had some strong consumer protections. And we certainly recommend that if you run into a navigator in CAC, because they are out there now, to go ahead and talk to them. We certainly recommend that you check our website first, that they're licensed and regulated, because we are concerned about potential identity theft and fraud. So just make sure, go on our website, make sure that they're licensed. And if they are, then that's another resource, an additional resource that wasn't there before.
We'll go to the phones now. We have Holly with us in Eau Claire. Holly, you're on the air.
Hi. I have two questions. One is, okay, if you're on Badger Care and you have children, so you're on the Badger Care Plus, which is probably, you know, the best one, is this going to affect anyone on that?
Well, first of all, the changes on the Medicaid by moving folks from Medicaid above 100% of the federal poverty level to the exchanges is really only for adults, childless adults. You still have the option of keeping your kids on Badger Care if you desire. That's more of a Medicaid question, so I'm walking a little bit out on a limb on answering that question. That's a question for either Brett Davis or Kevin Moore, but over at DHS.
But the parents I've heard their
presentation
have to
long
move
enough.
Off of that?
I'm sorry?
The parents, though, that are on that same plan with them kids are going to have to do this other Obamacare thing?
They would then go to the exchange and look for coverage on the exchange, and then likely if you're in those that are being moved from Medicaid to the exchange are between 100 and 200% of the federal poverty level, and that's really where the bulk of the subsidies are, not just the premium tax credit subsidies, but those cost-sharing subsidies that also help you pay for part of your deductibles and co-insurances, your out-of-pocket costs.
Holly, thanks a lot for the call, and good luck getting that sorted. We've got Steve with us now in Algonquin, Illinois. Steve, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, and I like your new format, by the way. My situation, I'm 64, not eligible for Medicare, but I will be in April. I've lived in Illinois. We're moving to Wisconsin.
Yay.
I'm on a program in Illinois because I had a heart attack in 2006, lost my group health insurance at the end of 2009. That program lapses at the end of this year because of the implementation of the ACA. It doesn't look like the individual mandate will be delayed, so I need to find out if I can get on to Wisconsin's program through the ACA prior to moving to Wisconsin. That's going to take place sometime in November, so that as of the beginning of the year, I've got health insurance until I get eligible for Medicare in April.
Gotcha. Thanks, Steve, and I'll be the first to welcome you to Wisconsin. Any guidance for him, Dan?
Sure. The insurers, whether you're on the exchange or whether you're off the exchange, starting January 1st, are not allowed to ask health questions anymore, so it becomes a guaranteed issue. Before, Wisconsin had a guaranteed access program, so anyone that was sick could get coverage, but it was through a pool where the insurers all contributed directly to the pool called HRSP, Health Insurance Risk Sharing Plan. In Wisconsin, that too goes away on December 31st because the new law requires the insurers to no longer pool their money to cover high-risk individuals but to take them on individually. So whether you go into the exchange, whether you go in the outside market, all insurers have to take you regardless of health conditions and without any pre-existing conditions limitations. So effective, you know, January 1st, that goes into effect. The key would be for you to shop the market, again, both off the exchange and on the exchange, and make your decision before December 15th and make sure you sign up by December 15th so that you can get coverage for January 1st.
All right, Steve, good luck with your health. Good luck with the move north of the border. We'll go now to Susan in Janesville. Susan, hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My question is I'm on disability and Medicare, and I'm low income, so I am also getting Medicaid. I don't understand all this that's going on. Will this affect me?
So what I would do in this circumstance is I'm gonna partially answer the question, but I would certainly recommend you get a hold of Department of Health Services. They can tell you specifically what your options are, but the Medicaid changes don't take place for those that are disabled, those that are children, women that are pregnant. They are strictly for the childless adults and caretakers and adults of children that fit within that income level, that federal poverty level. So, you know, depending on your disability, if you are disabled and you're on Medicaid, this change shouldn't affect you. But I would highly recommend you get a hold of the Department of Health Services, and they can tell you specifically, because that is a Medicaid question, they can tell you specifically, you know, whether or not you're affected by the federal changes.
Susan, thanks a lot for the call. That reminds me, Dan, of another question I was going to ask about people who aren't affected. People who are currently get their health insurance through an employer, today means nothing to them as of right now. Is that right?
I think for the most part that's right. When we talk about the federal law and who's affected, certainly if you're Medicare, if you're above 65 and you're on Medicare, you really don't have any changes at all from the federal law. For everyone under 65 but not on Medicaid, in the individual market, today's a big day. You're starting to look at the exchanges. And then if you're in the group market, you really don't see, if you get your coverage through your employer, you're not going to really see many changes this year. I think where you'll see changes is in next year's renewal, starting around September, October of next year. If there's an effect on the rates because of the law and you're currently covered by a group, a lot of employers are going to these early renewals, which allow them to not have to feel the effects of the law until they renew next year. And so you're probably not going to see much changes in the way of your premium till next year if you take one of these early renewals. You'll also then, at that point, see changes in your plan. Many of the plans have to change to some extent because of the limitations on the out-of-pocket costs. Many plans have higher out-of-pocket costs than are required by the federal law. and a lot of insurers, quite frankly, are shrinking their networks because of the federal changes. So they're beginning to narrow their networks. So you may see provider changes as well. You may not be able to see the same provider that you've been seeing in network. They may become an out-of-network provider. So just pay attention, you know, constantly talk with your employer, find out what he or she's looking at in terms of whether they did the early renewal or not. But for today, October 1st, no, you're not going to see any changes today.
Time for one more call. Thanks for that call, by the way. We've got Bill in Milwaukee on the line. Hi, Bill.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I've got a lot of questions, but I know you don't have a lot of time, so I'll just ask the big one.
All right.
I was diagnosed with a chronic disease a couple of years back. I've been out of work for a number of years. I do no tax reports, file income taxes. I don't make enough. I'm working hand to mouth and living off my savings and selling off the things I own to stay alive. Now, where am I going to fit into this? I have nothing that I can afford, you know. There's nothing. You know, if they said that it's $50 a month, I don't have that kind of money right now.
Gotcha.
What do I do?
If it sounds like you would be, and I'm just guessing, so, you know, if I'm wrong, please forgive me, but it sounds like you'd be under 100% of the federal poverty level, in which case you qualify for Medicaid. And the governor's decision on Medicaid was not only to move those above 100% into the exchange, but for everyone under 100%, even childless adults, to take on and make sure that we as a state cover everyone under 100% of the federal poverty level, even if we're paying for it on our own dime. He felt that that was the safety net that we needed to provide. So it sounds like you're under 100% of the federal poverty level, in which case you would now qualify for Medicaid.
Dan, thanks a lot for coming on today and answering people's questions. I appreciate it.
You bet.
That was Dan Schwartzer, Deputy Insurance Commissioner for Wisconsin.